Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Many Americans will pay more to deck the halls this year due to a shortage of Christmas trees. Shoppers will pay more and search longer for that perfect tree, according to the Associated Press. Over 27 million real trees were sold last year. The average price was about $75. That's up more than 40% from 10 years ago. And this year, some lots have reportedly raised prices by another 15%. It started with the 2008 economic recession. Many growers went out of business, meaning millions of trees weren't planted. Popular Christmas trees like the Fraser fir only grow about a foot per year. So a decade after the crash, farmers have less supply. One seller told the Miami Herald, "Last year was bad. This year is horrible." The National Christmas Tree Association says the highest prices are usually on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. But it's still possible to get a deal. Waiting till the week before Christmas could save you about 22%. Okay, now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Lauren Simonetti. Lauren, Americans are spending more than ever on holiday shopping.
That's right, Kristen. This was a Cyber Monday for the record books. According to Adobe Analytics, the 2018 edition of Cyber Monday will go down as the largest U.S. online shopping day ever. Sales were projected at $7.9 billion by the end of the day. That's a 19% increase over last year. After the E. coli outbreak has shut down the market for romaine lettuce, major producers in the U.S. are preparing to change how they label the leafy green. Lettuce producers, such as Dole and Taylor Farms, sent a letter to the FDA promising to adapt labels that will include where romaine lettuce was grown and when it was harvested. This comes a week after the FDA issued warnings about eating romaine amid a multi-state E. coli outbreak that was traced back to the state of California. And UPS hopes that a big investment in its system improvements will help it avoid shipping problems during the frantic holiday season. The company investing billions in automated centers to help it handle 31 million deliveries each and every day. That's more than twice the average daily volume.
So how many packages will UPS ship?
UPS expects to handle nearly 800 million packages this holiday season.
Good to know. Thanks, Lauren. Time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. So, Rosanna, after an alleged spat over a Manhattan parking spot, of all things, Alec Baldwin had his day in court.
Parking spots are very coveted here. And Alec Baldwin have a short fuse? Come on now, Kristen.
I don't know.
All right, so he was back in court, arraigned on this misdemeanor attempted assault and violation level charge of harassment. He did not enter a plea. So what happened is back on November 2nd, he was arrested after he allegedly slugged a man over a parking spot that he was saving. His lawyer says he's got video evidence to prove that Alec, beyond a doubt, is innocent in this. Now, Baldwin did tell the police when it happened that he pushed the man, but in tweets, he's gone on the record saying he never punched anybody. I don't know. You know, he's been previously arrested back in 2014.
Right.
He was stopped by police while riding a bike the wrong way. He actually got into a little scuffle with one of our reporters. They were like nose to nose. Who knows what's happening, but they're going back to court January 23rd, and maybe we'll find out a little bit more about this videotape that will exonerate him.
Okay, in the meantime, how about a quick trip back in time?
So, you know, usually New Yorkers are worried about their train being on time. Here we're actually riding back in time.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun. You can take this back in time using a fleet of vintage MTA trains and buses. These trains go back to the 1930s.
Wow.
I mean, you can see like rattan chairs. You can see paddle fans before there was air conditioning. It's going to run every Sunday through the end of the year. You can actually take the F train, which is on 2nd Avenue. It'll take you up to Rockefeller Center, up to Harlem. And I'm hoping that the older trains don't smell as bad as the newer ones.
Ooh, yes. Rosanna, always fun hanging out with you. Thank you. Some more headlines for you now. Researchers have developed an experimental Alzheimer's vaccine that they think could cut the number of dementia diagnoses in half. The vaccine has the potential to extend lives if onset of the disease can be delayed. Researchers are optimistic that human trials are next. And the Eagle has landed on Mars. NASA's InSight lander touched down on Mars on Monday and even sent a photo back to Earth of the Martian land where it rested. Mission control at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Southern California immediately broke into celebration. And take a look at this. Chris Gursky was on vacation in Switzerland when he decided to go hang gliding for the first time. Problem is, the pilot forgot to strap him to the glider, and Chris was left hanging on for dear life. Taking off from a 4,000-foot mountain ledge, Chris held on for an agonizing 2 minutes and 14 seconds before the pilot was finally able to land. Chris tore his bicep tendon and needed surgery on his wrist. But as Chris can now thankfully say, it beats the alternatives. So crazy. All right, now let's go to our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation. He has the hottest celebrity news. So, Headcrack, I hear Kim Kardashian revealed a few surprising details about important moments in her life.
That's right, Kristen. Kim Kardashian is going down memory lane and opening up about her past. Now, on a recent episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kim had a conversation with Scott Disick and her sister Kendall Jenner. Kim revealed that she was high on ecstasy when she made her famous sex tape and at her first wedding to music producer Damon Thomas. Well, Kim, looks like my boy Kanye might have found your stash because he's been acting a little bit off recently. Speaking of Kendall Jenner, it looks like she is out here living her best auntie life. Now, she shared a photo on social media with the caption, "All my siblings posting their babies," and I'm just like, she's the only one out of her siblings who doesn't have a child yet. Now, Kendall is dating basketball player Ben Simmons, and her only obligation is to keep her hot body intact. Well, Kendall, Ben does fit the Kardashian-Jenner baby daddy description, so be careful out there, all right? And finally, Kim Porter was laid to rest over the weekend in her hometown of Columbus, Georgia. She was buried next to her mother, Sarah Porter, and her life was celebrated by all of her friends and family. Kim was loved by many and leaves behind 4 children, 3 with Diddy and 1 with I'll Be Sure. Kim will be missed, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the Porter and Combs family. Well, that's today's Dish. Until next time.
Yeah, we're all thinking about Kim and her family at this difficult time. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, make sure you watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. New technology hitting Nebraska school cafeterias is supposed to make it easier for kids to get their lunch, but it needs their fingerprint. According to WOWT in Omaha, Nebraska, nearby schools are implementing an electronic lunch program that allows kids to scan their fingerprints to pay for their meal. In the past, old lunch systems required students to either type in their ID or account numbers. The Gretna school system says the technology prevents kids from going without lunch in the event they forget or miss enter their ID or account number. But the disagreement comes in with a few parents not wanting their children's personal information and identity released anywhere at such a young age. Parents are claiming that in order for the fingerprints to be recognized every day, it has to be stored in some form or fashion, causing them major discomfort. WOWT says the Gretna School District has the same program in place at multiple schools, and surrounding school districts have also added the technology. Still ahead on Top 30, some of the weirdest lies that parents tell their children. And Gwyneth Paltrow's Broadway show is in trouble. It's a great time of year to bundle up, pack the car, and hit the road with your family or friends. We have Cars.com editor-in-chief Jenny Newman with us to talk about some car recommendations that'll help make road trips more enjoyable.
Hi, Kristen. Happy to help. Here are some of Cars.com's favorite car features for road trips this autumn. Panoramic moonroofs, like the one in the 2019 Ram 1500, allow the front seat and back seat occupants to peep all the leaves during a fall colors road trip. You'll be able to keep warm while road tripping thanks to seat warmers that heat up in an instant, a godsend when you're waiting for your car's heater to kick on. And speaking of warming up, a heated steering wheel is one of my favorite features on a chilly fall day.
And Jenny, I know from experience that road trips with kids can be a whole different beast. Any features to help in that department?
You'll need lots and lots of cup holders for all those pumpkin spice lattes you'll be drinking to stay energized. The 2019 Subaru Ascent SUV has a whopping 19 cup holders in its 3 rows. And of course, you'll want to make sure there are plenty of USB chargers for you, your kids, and all their devices. You want to make sure everyone's smartphone is fully charged before taking lots of photos for sharing.
All great features. Thanks, Jenny. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 2 Detroit, with so many homeless youth in the Detroit area, a new program is giving kids a chance to form a bond with someone who knows the struggles they've been through. The Teacher's Pet Program brings together homeless kids and shelter animals as a way to give the kids and the animals the love and support they need.
A dog is non-judgmental. They don't care where you came from, what you look like. All they want to know is if you care about them. Basically, it allows them to work with someone that they love that will love them back.
I just grew a big connection because it's like I was feeling what they was feeling because I'm like, you guys are in a shelter and I'm in a shelter as well.
In our final story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, there's no worse pain than what Monica and Ryan Angel felt when they lost their daughter, Emmy Grace, to brain cancer when she was just 2 years old. But now 2 years later, they've turned that pain into a passion to help other families going through the same fight they did.
Bad things can happen and it doesn't have to knock you down completely. You can take it and you can do something good with it and you can make the world better.
So they started Emmy Grace's Angels, where they provide gift bags with everyday toiletries and essentials as a way of giving support to the children and their families when they need it the most. Well, 2018 has been a big year for musical collaborations. Florida Georgia Line and Bebe Rexha, Drake and Migos, Cardi B and Bruno Mars. And with more on some of the high-profile collabs still on the horizon, we're joined by New York City radio host Mike Adam. So, Mike, does a cryptic Miley Cyrus Instagram post mean fans should get excited?
100%. So Miley Cyrus has wiped her Instagram clean and only left posts that tease her upcoming song, Nothing Breaks Like a Heart, with Mark Ronson. For those of you that don't know, Mark Ronson's a super producer behind hits like Uptown Funk with Bruno Mars and Electricity from Dua Lipa. And he's also produced full albums, like executive produced them, Back to Black with Amy Winehouse and Joanne from Lady Gaga. So this Mark Miley collab is going to be out on Thursday, and then the two are scheduled to perform it on SNL December 15th.
Can't wait to hear that. But we'll have to wait a bit longer for a recently teased Marshmello track, right? Who's he working with?
Country singer Kane Brown, who currently has the number one album in the country. He's teaming up with Marshmello. A little backstory on Marshmello. He's this producer that wears a helmet, kind of like Daft Punk, except his looks like a marshmallow. He has songs with Khalid, Selena Gomez, most recently Bastille, and now Kane Brown. The two announced it on Twitter and kept it kind of simple. I'm paraphrasing, but Marshmello said something like, I'm thankful I have a song coming out with Kane Brown next year. And Kane responded with, it's a jam. I've listened to it like 600 times. And now I can't wait to listen to it. It's going to be good.
Well, there's certainly lots to look forward to. Thanks, Mike. Many Americans say they want vacation, but let their paid time off go to waste. With 2018 almost over, about one in four workers has nine or more unused vacation days. That's according to the Priceline Work-Life Balance Report. That's more than many people can use by January 1st. For workers whose vacation time doesn't roll over into the next year, those vacation days will go to waste. Last year, the U.S. Travel Association found that Americans gave up about 212 million vacation days. Those days were worth about $62 billion. For each worker, that's the equivalent of donating over $560 back to their employer. Workers were less likely to use up all their paid time off when they thought they would look replaceable to their boss, had too much work, or didn't think anyone else could do their job. At least there was some good news. Most Americans plan to take more time off next year. You know, we all worry about our home and family when we're away, which is why we have today's Top 30 Steal, a Lynx 1080p Wi-Fi camera with stranger recognition at a special 56% discount. This security camera uses facial recognition to help identify the people who live in your home and those who do not. There's two-way audio, motion detection, and instant alerts. The HD live stream is crystal clear, even in the dark. It's so easy to set up, and you get free cloud storage. You could even get more than one camera to monitor multiple areas of your home at once. And you can access them with the 10 Secure app on your phone anytime, so you always have peace of mind. The Lynx 1080p Wi-Fi camera with stranger recognition retails for as much as $60 to $180. But today you can buy one for just $35, or you can buy three for just $79. That's up to a 56% discount. You can get these right now at morningsave.com while they last. When John Metzler was 23 years old, he was serving as a helicopter sniper in the Vietnam War. It was a terrifying time, and he says a Christmas letter from a stranger got him through it. Donna Kay was the sixth grader who wrote the letter at the time. It read in part, Dear Serviceman, I want to give my sincere thanks for going over to war to fight for us. The class hopes you will be able to come home. Well, 48 years later, John is 71 years old now and keeps that letter on a shelf in his Idaho home. That letter could have went to anyone, but John said he needed to hear that thank you more than the little girl would ever know. He added, "Fact is, I think it means more today than it did when I got it." All these years later, John's family was able to track down Donna, and she flew in from Florida to surprise him. The emotional meeting was caught on tape, and it just goes to show how much a simple thank you can mean to someone. All right, the holidays are the most wonderful time of the year, but for much of the country, they're also the start of some of the coldest months. So what should you do when go outside and play is no longer an option? Paige Failing from Fox 46 Charlotte joins us with some ideas. Hi, Paige.
I mean, we all know the old staples, right? You could sure go to the mall, go bonkers at bowling. Maybe if you're really feeling crazy, get your gears going at go-karts. But I want you to branch out a bit. What if you want to? How about these for some indoor fun? Well, when it is time for Evergreen, channel your inner Katniss Everdeen and set your sights on an indoor archery range. Maybe shopping's more your thing. Just dip out on the department stores, cruise consignment shops instead. Maybe you'll even find some kitsch for a craft class, some cans to make homemade candles, or the best bet, a vintage bottle of wine for a wine and design sesh. If you're still feeling a little like Elsa trapped in your frozen tundra, then escape, literally, in a local escape room for the afternoon, or plan a living room camping trip just for fun. Just remember, even if you make it out of the tent, you still won't make it out of these temps for another couple months.
All great ideas. Thanks, Paige. Okay, how many of us grew up thinking something was true just because our parents said so, only to later find out it was all a lie? Well, Vice did a little write-up on some of the weirdest lies parents tell their kids, and boy, are they weird. Let's start with little people living in the TV. One reader told Vice that in an effort to get her to sit still as a child, the TV was the only thing that worked, but only because her parents said the people on TV had their own world inside of it. The daughter said she would get so sad each time the TV was turned off for fear of the lives of those inside. Next, another reader says that as a child, she was told that her body was held together by milk, and if she didn't drink it, her whole body would fall apart and completely disintegrate. It's okay, she's still alive. And the last one we'll share, dad's giving birth. This reader was super close with her dad, and after a while, her dad started to joke that he gave birth to her. The reader said she remembered her dad used to have a big belly, so of course she believed it. Well, you gotta give it to him for creativity. And now let's go to the New York Post, where Heather Houseworth has one of today's biggest headlines. Heather, this story isn't good news for Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's right, Kristen. As it turns out, not everything Gwyneth Paltrow touches turns to gold. The A-list Hollywood actress and owner of trendy lifestyle brand Goop may have a booming business selling beauty and skincare products, but that is just not translating into a hit Broadway show. Paltrow's Broadway producing debut, Head Over Heels, is closing its doors this January after struggling at the box office. The musical is made up of songs from the 80s band The Go-Go's, and by the time it closes, it will have only done 188 performances.
So, Heather, is Broadway hurting in general, or was something just not landing with this particular show?
Well, Broadway ticket sales have actually been booming across the board, but this show was playing at just 46% capacity during the busy week of Thanksgiving, while the rest of Broadway was hitting record sales. So, sorry, Gwyneth, but this one looks more like a Goop goof.
I think Gwyneth will be okay. Thanks, Heather. SoundCloud has a new partnership on the way to make sure all is fair in rights and remixes. The music sharing site announced its partnership with media tech company Dubset to test and create new approaches to clearing remixes. Dubset's technology will help to reduce complexity for remix creators and make sure rights holders are properly paid. For SoundCloud, which has been the source of reports of artists struggling to get appropriately compensated, this partnership will make sure original creators get paid while other mixes and mashups can flourish as well. SoundCloud CEO Carrie Trainor says SoundCloud is excited about the partnership kicking off later this year and to continue making new ways to attribute rights for remixes. Dubset's platform looks at content from mix creators and identifies the use of original recordings within the remixes to claim all revenues and assign full rights to content originators. SoundCloud users will probably like the sound of this. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Not every coffee drink is created equal, and we'll have everything you need to figure out the perfect cup for you. Plus, this could be the first off-road luxury electric pickup. And a horrifying accident won't keep this woman from walking down the aisle. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.